Hello, everyone, and welcome to another installment of the Black Minecraft podcast. We have not spoke to you guys in like over a month. I feel like it's been almost two months. Sorry. So to give you guys a brief rundown, it's been crazy. All right. I didn't have AC for like, two and a half weeks. Hazelin's computer just completely hated life, and just like just a whole bunch of tech issues have been happening back to back to back. We are though, however, we should be having another podcast this week, and we have a lot of cool things. So first and foremost, I do want to say hi, hello, and thank you so much for all of our awesome Patreon supporters. We have Katie, Diana. Excuse me if I say your name wrong. I want to say it's Diana. Pile of Beans. I like that name. That's so cute. Joe. I have not known. I think it's Malziv. You have such an awesome name. And I know for a fact that you're going to be listening. And you're going to be like, how dare she? But still, thank you so much for your support. Barry. Kanika. Yes. Aziza. Nicole and Didi, I really do appreciate all of you guys for being supporters. Of course, whenever you guys do become a Patreon supporter, that does help to support all things Black Minecraft, whether it be that we need better equipment, whether it's something with getting texture packs for everyone, or even if it's just something that's directly business related, I really do appreciate that. And of course, you can find the Patreon link, either somewhere on the page below, or just head over to patreon.com/blackminecraft. So let's get the show on the road. I know this episode is really more of like update/server logs. Like I said, we are going to be back doing our normal podcast later on this weekend. But yeah, so this week we opened up applications for our Black Minecraft SMP. So basically, this is a Java-based survival server. Now, of course, we are going to be opening back up our Bedrock-based survival server, but we wanted to go ahead and spend time on this Java server for a few reasons. And I know some people have asked me, you know, what's going on, this, that, and the third. So one of the main reasons why I wanted to open up the Java SMP server was because I still wanted to be able to reach people who maybe don't have Bedrock or just don't like to play on Bedrock. Because as most people know, most people who have Java low-key do have Bedrock Edition. They do. They know that they do, whether it be on console or they just have Windows 10 Edition or they have mobile. They know that they have it, but we wanted to reach a different demographic. There are a lot of people who are very big into SMPs, even though technically speaking, you could still SMP a Bedrock. So like it's all survival, but most of the time SMPs are known for their big builds and their longevity. And that's something that's very important to think about, is longevity. So I wanted to open up something that I know for a fact is going to have a lot of longevity. So that's the reason why I said, okay, let's go ahead and try out the Java SMP. And it has not been a bad experience. It was kind of an easier experience than the Bedrock server that we had, only because of the fact that functionality was a whole lot easier. It is what it is. You just go ahead, you open up the server, you know, you start the server, you add things that you want to add. So yes, I was playing around with one or two mods. It is going to be a vanilla server with basically, I think we're only going to add one to two mods, one mod just being that whole entire bed mod, so that you only have to have like one player who needs to go to sleep. Because of course, people are mean and don't like to sleep, and they will have you out there getting your behind kicked by several different, like, mobs. Just because. I mean, I truly do believe that there are some people who plan on not sleeping just simply to see it say, you know, that somebody got murked. I really do believe that that is what that is. So, you know, so we spent time, I spent time learning about a few of these mods. I think that they're considered, oh gosh, you could tell it's early in the morning. I think that they are considered quality of life mods. And I just really wanted to be able to create something that I really felt like a lot of people were going to at least enjoy, whether it be playing on or the content. But it was a big thing for me because I wanted it to be accessible by, like, the demographic that we're going for. And as we all know, Java does have a schism. There's a lot of stuff that you have to do in order just to play Java. But then on top of that, to stream Java, you do need somewhat of a powerful machine. I know that there are a lot of people who are going to say things like, no, I run my Java at such and such and such and such. And I mean, after doing my research, after seeing what I run and comparing it, yeah, you might run your Java on a very basic laptop, but at the same time, you a lot of times can't do shaders, you can't do tech, you know, resource packs and all of that. So there's a lot that goes along with it that, you know, I was considering. But we do have that going, and applications can be found. Applications can be found on our Black Minecraft website. That's blackminecraft.com. Just head over to the server tab and you can actually apply for both the Java and the Bedrock servers at this time. The Bedrock server will be opened up on next week, I do believe. So the week of the 17th of August, the Bedrock server should be back up. I will, of course, keep you guys updated on that. So, yeah, so, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that, you know, that I found out about Java. And if any of you guys follow me on Twitter, on the good old Twitter, you guys have probably seen my grievances. So many grievances. I know that there are some people who are like, that Janie, what is she complaining about now? Listen, there were a lot of mechanics on Java that I was like, hello, because on Bedrock Edition, things were easy, very easy, very simple. Get onto Java, complexity. So that was fun. You know, we did do a lot of tests. So we did server tests, you know, just making sure that the server can handle certain things. A lot of that was fun. If you guys do follow me on Facebook Gaming, or even if you guys follow me on YouTube, you guys have seen some of the server tests. Hazelin has done some server testing as well. So, you know, we were just looking to see what all was going on. But yeah, I mean, everything for the most part went well. I'm still a little bit finicky if I want to keep this particular resource pack, only because when you get to certain areas, especially in the jungle, it does get laggy. And I did turn down the chunks because that's what I was told to do. I was just like kind of upset because I was like, I don't feel like I should have to turn down anything. But, you know, that's the Java way is very adjustable, which on one end is actually pretty cool that there are so many different adjustments in order for you to get the play style that you want, in order for things to be workable sometimes. You know, you do have to make changes, but at the same time, I kind of like Bedrock where it, for the most part, is like plug and play, not plug, recalibrate every 5 seconds and you may have to recalibrate a few weeks later and then try to play, you know? So that was definitely something that was different for me. I think overall, the Java server is going to be very, very, very interesting because we do have some awesome people who are going to be on it. And it's not to say that we are not doing anything with the Bedrock server, because, like I said, the Bedrock server will be up on next week. But I feel like it's going to present maybe just some different characteristics than the Bedrock server. Or maybe, just maybe, we may end up having like similar experiences between Bedrock and Java. I'm very, very, very interested in seeing how this is going to go, because there are, I think maybe one or two people who are going to be on both the Java and Bedrock server. Then I have some people who are primarily going to be on the Bedrock server, some people who will primarily be on the Java server. So all of this is going to be very awesome, and I'm really excited to see how everything goes. There were a few drawbacks, though, when we were putting together the Java server, and a lot of that was just kind of, where did I see the server going? Because of the fact that I'm totally into survival, I really wanted it to be primitive, okay? I wanted it to be every man, every woman for themselves. You know, maybe I'll just kill everybody off, you know? But that's not community. Well, it could be if we just do like anarchy or something like that. But no, it, you know, I really just, I don't know. I wanted something that fit my play style. However, because of the fact that this is a community server, we can't always have that. So there had to be something where I could get my play style in and so could somebody else. So Hazelin did bring it up to my attention on what a lot of people like about SMPs. They go for the big builds and everything like that. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, even though I'm not a big builder, I don't really enjoy building, I do actually collect a lot of resources. So then I was like, you know what? Fine. I may not enjoy building like that, but if I have all these resources, and if we do keep the server up long enough, trust me, I will build. So during our playtesting, I decided to build the only thing I really enjoy building, which was a treehouse. And I had a lot of fun building it. So I'm just sitting here like, okay, yes, I know for a fact I can definitely make this work. I can. On the Bedrock side, the Bedrock, like I said, is still going to be a survival. I did try to do a Bedrock server, or a Bedrock realm, sorry, that was survival, and it was, it was creative. Like, there was supposed to be a creative area. The only issue was that, we were playing around with the command blocks, and it just, not everything was working out well, and I was getting very frustrated. Like, I know it can be done, but there was just too much stuff with it. I was like, look, this is not what I get paid to do. I really don't get paid to do anything, but, you know, this is not what I get paid to do. It was just so frustrating. So I will be periodically maybe like still testing out some stuff onto the realm, but for now, we're just going to have the Bedrock survival server. And of course, with survival servers, it is all about survival. So some people may end up doing some big builds and everything. But I did want to give it a chance of having more longevity. Currently, we are testing out some more texture packs. Oh, that was another thing, was the texture pack for Bedrock. Just trying to get a good one. So tedious. We'll have it all figured out. Because, of course, when we do the survival server for Bedrock, we then have to definitely make sure that all participants get the texture. I mean, technically speaking, we will tell, of course, all Java participants to get the Java resource pack, but we all know that with the Java resource packs, those are free. The Bedrock server texture packs for that are not free. It was asked if I would do 100% vanilla, like vanilla texture and all of that. And I wasn't, I do not like how Minecraft generally looks. Like, Minecraft is a great game. Don't get me wrong. Minecraft is a great game, but it looks kind of ugly. So I wasn't really with it. That's just me. Like, all I need is a texture pack. I literally don't need any mods at all. I just need a texture. I need a resource pack. I just need it not to look like how it looks. But that's also another reason why some people I know that usually get sick when playing Minecraft have been able to play Minecraft was because there was a texture pack or there was a resource pack on it. So it's not just me. I mean, a lot of it is me just with my grievances, but it's also for, you know, for other players. So we are getting that together. But yeah, so that's where we're going to on the server sides of things, on the server sides of things. Now with our website. I'm almost finished with the website. I did take away some columns or some areas of the website just until we start having more content in order to fill those in. But if you guys do want to look at the website on where it is right now, blackminecraft.com is going to take you to the website. And yes, I may or may not have the front page done. I know I keep looking at the front page and I'm like, Janie, but that's the front page though. Like, how do you have the other pages done but not the front page? So I will be working on the front page this week. But yeah, so that's one of the things that I wanted to get done. We are also going to be looking at the SEO side of the website in order to make sure that all of the search engineering is done. So basically when somebody tries to Google, you know, say for instance, tries to Google us, they will find the direct website properly. And that's kind of going into a little bit of detail, but I know for a fact it's not going to be too tedious. Just the matter of making sure that all pages have the right information in them, making sure that if I'm on the pages for the servers, that I could like give somebody the link and it'll take them to the server page versus taking them just to the beginning of the website. So there's, you know, those things like that. Other updates. You know, a normal person probably would have wrote this down. So, honestly, there's no other real deal Black Minecraft updates, to be honest. Thinking about it, I mean, besides the people who are coming in to play with us now, that right there, we are going to have some people who are going to be playing with us. Oh, we also will have an addition to the podcast within the next couple months, because we do have some people who are really great at building, and I wanted to implement a builder's corner within the podcast. You know, of course, we're going to talk about diversity, inclusion, representation, everything like that. But I still did want to give you guys some good old Minecraft content. That is something that, you know, I still want to be able to provide for you guys, regardless of whatever it is, you know, we're talking about. I still do want to have, you know, at least a segment like that about, you know, some builds, because they are serious builders. Really serious builders. So yeah, so that's about all the updates that I have for you guys. I really do appreciate you guys for supporting Black Minecraft, for supporting me, Janie Laney, and just for believing in everything that we're doing. I don't know. There's something I want to update you guys with, but I don't think I'm even allowed to update it yet. I don't know. Not going to do it because I do not want to test my luck. But overall, I really hope you guys have a great day. Thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. And I will talk to you guys, hopefully with Hazelin with me. Hazelin, if you're listening, hello. we should be talking with you guys later on this week. Thank you all and have an awesome, awesome morning.